W-F-O-D-I-C-K-S.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I was going to say it. I want to know.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I listen to the show every day.
W-F-O dicks. That does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm really wasting my time,
is this all like
nothing?
But smells like a program.
It's a dangerous assignment.
I'm everybody.
Big blood!
WFOD starts now.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
He knows when the show is.
It's an hour a week. There are many more hours that you could say, hey, Paul, what's going on? How's family?
I do know that he has recently gotten a new job.
Drunk, how often do you guys hang out? How come you never call me to hang out? Drunk, we see each other every week. How come you don't ever call me to go do something on a different day? Are we not friends, Drunk?
I did try to go hang out with you at the food place before a hockey game one time, but something came up and I couldn't.
Something more important came up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we not friends?
We're great friends, Mike.
Are we just like show people?
Mike, everybody is a
show. Is this just
friend.
A job to
I'm,
you,
I'm, I'm your co-host.
Do you have no true passion for this?
No, absolutely. I have a true passion for this. This is why I come in every week. Do I have a true passion for you? Maybe not.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow.
Oh, excuse me. Lord it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
I am not Travis anymore. The transformation is complete. I am now someone else.
Thank you. That's my favorite quote from the movie Howard the Duck.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you. Of course, first of all, we need to discuss. Travis, do you have the Facebook conversation up?
I believe that I do.
You do? Okay. I'm going to ask you to reference it pretty soon. Now, we did have a bit of a disagreement with Napier yesterday.
It wasn't a disagreement. It wasn't here.
Well, it was a disagreement in that, like, you know, we had talked to Napier.
We agreed to do something, and he disagreed that we would do it at that time.
I disagreed after agreeing with it, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. He said, yeah, sure, that's no problem. See, it's fine if Sunday morning you don't want to come over, say you don't want to come over. But then if you say you do want to come over, and then we're sitting here with the dicks in our asses, you don't show up. But that's not what I want to talk about. Well, it is what I want to talk about eventually. But I want to talk about the most recent interaction on Facebook. Now, keep in mind, I'm very grateful that Napier brings over food when he comes over. That's very nice of him. Travis.
Yes, sir.
Read the last interaction that me and Napier had on Facebook.
You want the last, the whole bit?
Start where Napier said.
Napier says, okay. Mike, Jack in the Box? Mike, okay. Tacos or burgers? Don't really feel like tacos.
I said, I don't really feel like tacos, right? That's the last thing I said.
I thought you said...
Keep in mind, yesterday, Napier says he's going to be here at 11 o'clock so that we could pre-record some breaks, and then just doesn't show up, right? So then today, he says, do you feel like tacos or burgers? And I said, I don't really feel like tacos.
So, I bet you're...
Travis, guess what Napier brought over.
You are dining on a delicious Jack in the Box cheeseburger.
No.
Napier brought over delicious cheeseburgers for him and his wife and brought me three delicious tacos. So he had these amazing-looking burgers. I mean, they look so good, Travis.
They were not good.
So wait a minute. So
I feel like a shithead.
You didn't feel like the tacos... He got you specifically got you tacos.
He specifically got me tacos.
Burgers for the rest of us.
I got the burgers for everyone else.
I am a shithead.
Hey, you want peanuts or chips? Oh, I can't. I'm allergic to peanuts. All right.
Travis, I can't even be mad because it's so fucking tragic. It's so funny that I can't even be mad about it.
I'm not very good at life.
See, the thing is, he doesn't even come up with excuses anymore. It's not even like he comes up with elaborate plans. He just says, I'm sorry. I'm a shithead. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, that's probably part of being married, because it's just the I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
He's just used to it. Mm. So... To fill everyone else in on what me and Travis have this inside joke about, we were planning on getting together tomorrow. We were actually talking about recording another episode. We were going to just do one for fun, but we also had some bits that we were going to record for future weeks. We had agreed the day before to get together at 11 o'clock. We are used to Napier being late. That's just something that is going to happen. But, around 15, 20 after, you start to kind of go, all right, Napier, where are you, buddy? And he wasn't here. And his phone was going straight to voicemail. And so we were like, well, shit.
My phone had died.
His phone had died, Travis. So what time was it when we finally got a hold of him? 11:45?
Yeah, it was exactly 11:45, I believe, because I think I told you at 11:30, I'm going to assume if we don't hear from him at 11:45, it's not happening.
So, I mean, this is 45 minutes of me and Travis sitting around waiting for Napier. He doesn't show up, right? And what did he say? He said, I'm getting chicken. I'm going to bring over chicken.
Delicious chicken.
Okay.
Not just regular chicken.
So 11:45, Napier is en route. Napier probably lives 20, 25 minutes away from me.
30 minutes.
Okay. Let's say Napier lives 30 minutes away from me. So he's 45 minutes late when it takes him 30 minutes to get here, which means, I mean, if he had arrived 45 minutes late, he would have left 15 minutes after the time that he was supposed to be here.
Yes.
Right. So he wasn't here yet. And so at like 11:50, me and Travis are talking to him, and we're like, hey, where are you? And he told us that he was at a park that's like 2 minutes away from my house. So I'm like, okay, Travis, he's 2 minutes away. Get on Skype we're ready. We'll do a couple of things. We're probably not going to have enough time to do everything we had planned to do. But, I mean, Napier's 2 minutes away. We might as well record some things.
We do something. We're not going to waste Napier's time. He drove all that way.
Right. He drove all the way here, and he's bringing chicken, right? So we wait another 10 minutes, and Napier, where were you then? You went to visit your mom,
no,
right?
No, I went to visit my mom after you said that you're going to go cut the grass.
When we said that we had other things to do today, other than sit around and wait for you to show up.
So well, he no, went you said you were doing that.
Okay, here's the real question. Who ate my chicken?
I did.
Oh, you ate your chicken and my chicken?
Yes.
Was it delicious?
It was very good. It was
did it
chicken.
Make you feel good?
A little bit. It was spicy.
Ooh, spicy chicken.
It was spicy chicken. That sounds pretty good. Wow.
Let me ask you a real question. You said you called Mike at 10:50. I have no horse in this race. I don't care. Did you sleep until 10:50 and then wake up and you were like, oh, I better call Mike to tell him I'm not going to be there at 11?
I'm impressed that he even remembered at 10:50 that he had agreed to be somewhere that 10 minutes from then.
I had woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I wanted to go back to bed. So I drank a bunch of alcohol and went back to bed and then woke up, and then it was, oh, fuck, it's time to leave 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so let's say that's true, Travis. Let's say Napier woke up at 10:50 and said, oh, shit, it's time to go. What happened in that hour? Because you already said it takes you a half hour to get to my house from your house.
Well, I had to get dressed and...
Okay.
You probably pooped.
Did you poop?
No, I didn't poop.
Did you take a shower?
Held it in.
No, I didn't shower.
Did you eat breakfast?
No, that was the chicken.
So what happened? What happens? What happens in that time? How does time just disappear with you?
It does. I don't know how.
That's really philosophical.
The Napier time vortex is a real thing, Travis.
They could study that in colleges.
Do you arrive late to your job every day?
Most days.
Do you have to clock in?
Kind of, yeah.
Has anybody ever had a talk with you?
Yeah.
What do they say? Why are you late every day?
Pretty much.
And what do you say to them? I'm sorry, I'm a shithead. is that just how it works?
This is chicken.
Well, you see, boss, I'm Napier, and I arrive late to things. I'm sorry.
I apologize sincerely, and then they say, well, stop doing it, and then like 3 months later they'll
come. You just start doing it again?
Well, they don't really pay that much of attention to it.
Oh. It's sad, though.
We even told Napier 10:30, by the way.
No, you said 11.
Well, we were joking about that in the chat room. I don't think he actually reads it. It's obvious because I got tacos, Travis.
That's kind of how it works with my wife, because my wife, I think maybe we've had this conversation before.
He skims it. He saw in the sentence it said tacos.
I saw feeling tacos.
Feelings for tacos.
You know that thing that goes around on Facebook sometimes where like all the letters in words are spelled wrong, but you can still tell what it says? You know what I'm talking about? Like can't is spelled C-N-T-A, but like you can still kind of guess that it's can't. And they're like, if you can read this, you're really smart. You know what I'm talking about?
Even though you're really not, it's just how the brain works.
Yeah, it's just how the brain works. I think Napier thinks he's good at that.
No, I'm actually pretty bad.
So what's going on with you, buddy?
Well, I ate some chicken on Sunday.
I heard it was spicy.
It was rather spicy. It was Lee's Spicy Chicken Strips.
Oh,
that sounds awesome.
It was. I had the delicious dipping sauce that comes with them. It's like chipotle and ranch or something. Or sriracha and ranch.
Yeah.
Whatever is more hipstery.
Travis posted a picture on social medias the other day of him with Mr. Belding.
Nice.
Mr. B.
I wanted to hear the Mr. Belding story.
Well, there's not really a story because, you know, any of those personal appearance things, they kind of just shuffle you through. He's a really nice guy, though. He took some time to help a guy out that didn't have a phone but wanted a picture, and they dealt with his handler and figured out how they're going to send it to his mom.
So were you at, like, a convention or something?
No, it was at we've talked about that baseball game, the local, like, Northwoods Woodbat League baseball game.
So Mr. Belding was just there as a spectator?
Every summer they bring in I'm not going to say D-list celebrity, but I mean, I guess other people would say that. So everybody that Screech's management represents, it's essentially those people he brings in once a year. So like last year I think there was some weird Duck Dynasty person there. And the year before that, it wasn't Sergeant Slaughter, it was Hacksaw Jim Duggan was there.
Oh, wow. How does he throw out the ceremonial first pitch with a 2x4 in his hand?
I don't think he had the two. I wasn't there for that one, but from what I understand, that he just threw it like a normal person without a two. Well, he wasn't carrying a 2x4.
He's always carrying a 2x4.
Maybe it was down.
How would you even know it was Hacksaw Jim Duggan if he didn't have the 2x4?
He probably had a name tag that said, "Hi, I'm Hacksaw Jim Duggan."
Huh.
You know, because none of these people look the same as when you remember seeing them. Like, well, Mr. Belding, I guess, looks the same. He just looks a little bit older. But
and so you just went up and you were like, hey, Mr. Belding, what's going on, man?
Well, they do like a thing because they throw out that first pitch, and then I would imagine they give him some time to eat some food and watch the game for a little bit because he was signing autographs and taking pictures under the bleachers, under the grandstand, I guess you'd say, from the second inning to the sixth inning. So.
Huh. Did you see the baseball story with Chris Sale, the pitcher for the Chicago White Sox?
Nope.
He was scheduled to pitch. Apparently, this Chris Sale guy, he's pretty good at baseball, Travis. And he was in the dugout before the game, and they were wearing throwback jerseys, one of their throwback jersey nights. And he didn't like the throwback jersey. He felt that it was uncomfortable. And he didn't want to wear it because he was like, you know what? I got to go out there and pitch, and I want to be comfortable. And I'm not comfortable in this fucking jersey. And so he got a pair of scissors and cut up all of the throwback jerseys so that the team couldn't wear them.
That's kind of a dick move.
So he went berserk in the locker room and cut up all the throwback jerseys.
Was he allowed to do that?
No, he wasn't.
Oh,
they were pretty bummed out about the whole thing. They suspended him for 5 games. Well, I think in a starting pitcher world, 5 games is like you're going to miss one start.
Yeah,
and then like you just don't have to show up for a couple of games.
You got like 3 days off because baseball lasts forever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So you can just not come for a couple of games. And then, you know, you'll make your next scheduled start and you'll be fine.
Think the next night that he pitches, it's going to be throwback jersey night again.
But I mean, I would think that they would probably charge him for the jerseys, right?
Oh, I'm sure they don't cost Bevin or anything.
Hey, dude, you cut up all these fucking jerseys that we were going to wear, so you need to pay for the jerseys. Or would that just be, I guess, who really cares?
But yeah, if I was his fucking manager, I would estimate the time it would take to make more throwback jerseys, get them shipped out to us, and that's the first time he's going to start. Like, no, you're starting wearing that jersey.
They're like, you're taking some sewing classes, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of a funny story, though. Just grown men acting like children.
So many of them
but
do.
But they're athletes. That's kind of what they're paid to do.
Travis, we did receive an email on the Facebook, a fella was pitching an idea to us.
Ooh, an idea!
He enjoyed our America's New Favorite Game Show, Police Siren, Fire Truck, or Ambulance, and he thought that like we could have another new game show. And
like, well, we already had the Radiohead one, and then the Siren one.
Radiohead or Songs in Reverse,
right?
And then we had Police Siren. Ambulance right. Or fire truck.
Right.
The idea that was pitched to us, Travis, is the new game show, The Coot or the Butt.
For farts?
We'll play a fart sound, and then you guys have to determine if it came from a woman's vagina or someone's butthole. That was what was pitched to us.
I'm not playing that game.
That sounds really fucking gross.
You don't want to play the coot or the butt?
I don't even like that idea. It makes me feel dirty.
So, no, I mean, let's just try it out, Travis. I'll play a sound.
I'll
play a sound, and you guys have to guess whether it came from the coot or the butt. Are you ready?
Where did you get these?
No, here we go.
I'm not playing this game.
No, here we go.
So gross.
Travis, you were talking. Did you not hear it? Hold on, I'll try it again. Travis, now was that from the coot or the butt, Travis?
No.
I'm going coot.
There you go.
Napier thinks it's from the coot, Travis.
He wins. Good job. Game over. 1-0. It's over. This is a terrible game.
I hate this game.
What kind of vibe are you trying to put out to the people who listen to this show?
You don't think it's a fun game, Travis? The coot or the butt?
No.
No. We're grown-ass men.
But this was sent to us. This was...
It's fine, and I'm glad that there's interaction that people like to tell. You know,
He wants us to play this game, the coot.
Or is it just, they liked our
Travis,
earlier game?
Yeah, he liked our game, and he pitched
a
new game.
Well, that makes me happy.
Travis, listen really closely.
No.
Do you think that was from the coot or the butt, Travis?
I can barely hear the sounds unless I'm really trying it, and I am
let
not.
Let me turn it up, Travis.
No, that's all right. I'm not. I don't need to listen.
Listen really closely. Do you think this is from the coot or the butt, Travis?
Butt. It's the butt. This is horrible.
This is horrible. This is so horrible.
Do you not feel as though America will truly embrace our new game show, The Coot or the Butt?
Not often.
No.
I mean,
I hope they don't.
By the way, that was The Coot, Travis, so Napier wins.
Congratulations, buddy. You did good.
Thank you.
Travis, why do you not want to play this fun game that was pitched to us by a listener?
I'm just not into Queens. Choosing if a sound came from a butt or a vagina. It's just not interested in that.
You know, Travis, San Diego Comic-Con was this weekend.
Oh boy, do I know it.
DC debuted a couple of new movie trailers.
There was all sorts of things debuted this weekend. That's right.
They debuted the trailer for the Wonder Woman movie, which arrives in June of 2017. And then they immediately also debuted the Justice League trailer that comes out in November of 2017. So they said, hey, we got this trailer for the Wonder Woman movie. But wait,
there's
Wonder Woman, because we have another movie that has Wonder Woman and a whole bunch of other people. And so what's the buzz for, Travis? The buzz is for the Justice League movie, right? That's what everybody's going to be talking about. This is the Justice League
movie. Well, actually, because of the blowback from Batman versus Superman and all the people bitching that it was too dark and they couldn't handle it, and why did it have to be so dark? Couldn't they smile a little bit more like they do in the Avengers? And why, now that they debuted this trailer for Justice League, and you can tell that they listened and they put some jokes in it and lightened up the color palette. Now people are bitching that they're just doing that because everybody said the first movie was too dark. Well, yeah. Now everybody's upset that they listened to what everybody bitched about Batman versus
Superman. Whole thing was jokes. The whole trailer was jokes.
And there was a Rick and Morty thing in the background of one of the parts.
Was that Barry Allen was watching that, wasn't he?
That Justice League movie doesn't come out until November of 2017. That's not this November. That's the next November. I did the math, and if everyone in the world saw the Justice League trailer, if everyone on Earth right now saw that trailer, 72 million of them would be dead before the movie would come out.
No, I hope not me.
Well, it's actually it was less of a trailer than a mashup of scenes. You know what I mean? It didn't really. There wasn't
all funny scenes
fighting anything. It was just Bruce Wayne going from person to person, saying, "Hey,
I hear you talk to fish.
I need to put some people together because I think something's happening.
We're gonna call you Fish Guy.
You're Fish Guy." And then he said to the other guy, "He's like, boy, you're fast." And then he said to the horribly CGI'd black character, nothing. He didn't say anything to him. There was no scene interacting with those two.
Right. Yeah, but there is a black guy. They did establish that. They're like,
Cyborg has no right being in the Justice League.
Chill the fuck out, okay, guys? There is a black guy in this movie.
Shoehorned Cyborg. Cyborg belongs on the Teen Titans. He's always been on the Teen Titans. He's always been a member of the Teen Titans. He belongs there. He's great on the Teen Titans. He's their age. It works. They shoehorned him into the Justice League when they revamped it with the New 52, and Cyborg sucks. He's a shitty character in the Justice League. He doesn't belong there. I hate it. Oh, I went off on a tangent. I apologize.
Isn't there like a Teen Titans TV show coming out, something like that?
It's they were talking about it. I think that got scrapped.
Oh.
But did you have other San Diego Comic-Con news?
I was super excited because I was actually watching some bullshit sci-fi channel hour-long thing hosted by Will Arnett, which said it was live from Comic-Con, but really it had nothing to do with it, rather, you know, besides the fact that they paraded like a couple of Walking Dead people up on stage. But then I was on my laptop and I saw a Wonder Woman trailer and I was super excited and I jumped on and I was like, oh, fucking Wonder Woman. She looks great. This looks amazing. I can't wait.
The trailer looks pretty good.
Yeah, Wonder Woman looks awesome. And then it was like 15 minutes later, I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed and then like San Diego's like, oh, they just released the Justice League trailer. And I was confused because 15 minutes earlier, I had just watched the Wonder Woman trailer. I don't understand.
Right.
They obviously released them both within minutes of each other because they put them both on at the same panel and they didn't want anybody releasing shitty cam versions of them on YouTube.
But if San Diego Comic-Con is the same time every year, if they waited until San Diego Comic-Con 2017 and they said, all right, you guys went and saw Wonder Woman, right? I mean, that was fucking cool, right? Well, it's a month later. And fuck, we have some Justice League trailers for you. I mean, it would be huge.
Yeah, but you know they were already... I mean, November, they're not going to play the first trailer for a movie in August when it comes out in November. That never happens. We saw Star Wars The Force Awakens teaser trailer a year and a half before that movie was out. That's just like this Batman Superman movie that people ended up hating. They announced that 2+ years before that came out.
Okay, they announced it. But and I mean, like, even if they just had like one little scene, I mean, I remember way ahead of time at Comic-Con, they had the Batman Superman scene where Homeboy turned on the bat signal. And I think it had the "Do you bleed" line in it. And that was it. It was one goddamn scene. And they were like, OK, get excited about that. It's fucking 2 years away. This is what we got so far. But I mean, that was like a full 3 minutes of footage of
a
movie.
Solid 3 minutes.
That doesn't come out for 16 months.
They've been filming Justice League for 3 months now. So I would imagine they have a bunch of footage put together. And they obviously sent somebody into overdrive trying to complete the little bit of special effects that were needed to make that trailer presentable. But they really are trying to wash the taste of Batman Superman out of, you know, half the population's mouth that could not stand it.
Never saw it.
You never saw Batman vs. Superman?
No, is it any good?
No, it's pretty bad.
It depends who you talk to. I loved it.
It's pretty bad, Napier. Don't watch the director's cut with the extra half hour, because all you're going to be doing is watching an extra half hour of a bad movie.
Oh.
I mean, there's nothing really added to it. It's just kind of more shittiness, really. Like, I guess something had like, to be added to it because there's an extra half hour, but I don't really know what it was.
I guess if you're buying it, they just assume you like diarrhea and you'd like a little bit more.
Yeah. Do you like shitting in your own hat? Is your hat not quite full of shit?
We can get it up to the brim.
Travis, did you watch the extra half hour?
I have it sitting by my DVD player or my Blu-ray player. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't had time. Three hours is a long time.
They wanted us all to be a buzz, Travis. But I feel like their priorities are in the wrong place. And I don't think that you gave a fair shake to the coot or the butt.
Apparently, the new Ghostbusters movie has a queef joke in it in the first 5 minutes.
I'll tell you something about the new Ghostbusters movie. I'm assuming you haven't seen it yet.
Nope.
Travis, did you see it?
No, I'm planning on taking the kids on Saturday.
I saw the new Ghostbusters movie, and it was fun.
Of course it was.
Was it an amazing piece of film? No.
Paul Feig has not made a shitty movie yet.
Will I watch it multiple times? Maybe if it's on cable. But was I mad that I went and saw it? No, it was fine. It was a fine movie. And I mean, like, I guess if you're looking at it as like a, you know, they're desecrating a former great franchise. I mean, that movie's still available. You can go watch Ghostbusters right now. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but, and it will still hold up. My kids love the original Ghostbusters.
I think I've turned a corner on these remakes and reboots, Travis, because they're going to do it.
Yeah, either watch it or don't.
And I guess you can either watch it or don't. Everything's going to get remade and rebooted, and it's probably going to be not great.
Or it'll be just fine.
This one was... There was jokes in it. It was funny. I laughed several times. Thor was enjoyable. Thor had a lot of good comedic lines in it.
Kate McKinnon looks like she's going to be very funny in that
right.
movie.
Like, so,
I like her a lot.
If you're mad that it's all chicks, it is all chicks. That wasn't a lie.
It's legitimately female Ghostbusters. They're all there. So,
but yeah, it was fine. So watch it, I guess. I mean, there was things that were stupid about it, and the ghosts looked dumb, but it was fine. It was fine. It was a fine movie. That's the Mike review. It was fine. I can't expound on it much more than that, other than to tell you that, like, when I was done watching it, I wasn't mad.
That's how I feel every time I watch a new X-Men movie.
Right. It was exactly like that, Travis.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Do they really do a great service to the X-Men characters? No.
Nah.
Could someone theoretically make a better X-Men movie? Absolutely.
Probably.
But when you're done with the movie, are you mad you watched it? The Wolverine, yeah. The Wolverine where they gave Deadpool no mouth, yeah, I was mad after that one. But the rest of them were fine.
I disagree for part of Origins. I liked the first, 60% of that movie. The rest of it was complete shit.
They but didn't then know his, how to end it.
That second, movie was a trash can fire rolling down a hill.
His second movie was also kind of like, it started out very promising, and I was excited about it. And then they started putting shitty Silver Samurai special effects in there, and then they lost me. So that movie I probably liked 80% of and then fell off of.
Anchor in the chat said there's no way Melissa McCarthy can do a pull-up.
Well, no, probably not. But I don't see how that...
There's no way that, four gals can kill, a whole city worth of ghosts.
Well, ghosts aren't real, so no, they can't.
There's no way that Bruce Willis could do all that stuff he did in Die Hard, especially with no shoes on.
No, probably not.
Yeah, the thing that takes me out of that movie every time is when he jumps down the elevator shaft to get to the heating vent, the heating duct. There's no possible way
he couldn't have done that.
It doesn't mean that I don't love that movie and even that scene. Movies you're supposed to be able to say entertainment. Entertain me and not have to nitpick every little bit of everything.
At the end of the first Matrix movie, Keanu Reeves just flies away. And they didn't establish at any point in the movie that Keanu Reeves was capable of flying. And then all of a sudden he flies away. People can't fly.
But in reality, why didn't they just inject him with a Superman program that taught him to fly right away? Because for him to be a master at Kung Fu, all they had to do is plug a flash drive into his head, and he immediately was a Kung Fu master.
You can't plug flash drives into people's heads.
Not now. Maybe in the Matrix.
Guys,
I just get a Star Wars Episode 1 feel out of this new Ghostbusters. That's where I'm going with this.
You can't fight people with swords made out of laser beams.
Not yet.
I want to. Don't you? You kind of do, don't, right?
I don't even want to fight them. I just want to hit them with them.
If somebody handed you a lightsaber machine thing, whatever, you wouldn't say, no, I don't want that.
Wait. A lightsaber machine thing or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what the hell that means.
Something that makes a laser, and it's also a sword. It doesn't have to be a lightsaber. It could be anything that does kind of like that.
If anybody ever makes a sword made out of light, you goddamn right it's going to be called a lightsaber. There's nothing else you could call it.
Beam saber.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take a break.
All right.
When we come back from break,
we'll let you know who Negan kills in the next in this season of Walking Dead.
Yeah, and I have a genius new app that I'm going to pitch to you.
Pokemon Stay.
It's a little too early for being that loud.
Strange Label Radio is a seductive hypnotic used to treat boredom. Common side effects may include daytime drowsiness,
dizziness,
hangover feeling,
problems with memory or concentration,
anxiety,
depression,
nervous feeling,
headache,
nausea,
stomach pain,
loss of appetite,
constipation,
dry mouth,
unusual or unpleasant taste in your mouth, or a mild skin rash.
Stop listening to Strange Label and call your doctor at once if you have any of these serious side effects, including aggression,
agitation,
changes in behavior,
thoughts of hurting yourself,
or homosexual tendencies.
This is not a complete list of the side effects, and others may occur.
For the long way around, do bottle of whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company. Now I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say? When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I got my ticket for the long way around. The one with the prettiest of views. I got mountains, I got rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be prettier with you. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, gonna miss me by my talk, oh. Gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss me by my hair. Gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, sure, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone. When I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss me by my walk. Gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
This is like a 13-year-old suicide letter. Fuck you, Mom and Dad. I'm gonna run away, and you're never gonna see me again. Timmy, get the fuck in your room. Go fuck yourself. I asked you to take out the goddamn garbage.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
No. It's time for Drunk's Amazing Animal Fact. Here's your host, Drunk.
Killer whales aren't even whales. They're dolphins.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Words like fire underneath your breath. In the child inside a nervous wreck. With innocent security, we were always so alone. Hello, hello, goodbye, hello, hello. Time to leave your
Welcome back. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You know, as soon as the microphones went off, Napier checked his phone because he thought I was goofing. Like it was a bit about...
About them tacos?
About them tacos.
Did he bring you hot sauce as well?
Ranch.
Oh, you like ranch on your tacos?
Oh, sure. On a Jack in the Box taco, yeah, I like some ranch. Phone number to contact show 636-487 hand or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to hear my new app idea?
Hit me.
And this idea I'm pretty proud of, Travis.
You like this one?
Yeah.
You usually are pretty proud of your ideas, though.
I think if this were to get made, that it would make us $1 billion. $1 billion easy. They said
one
that
billion?
The Pokemon is making like $1.3 million a day. And that could be us, Travis.
I'd like to make $1.3 million a day.
Okay, so we take the basic premise of Pokemon, right?
Gotta catch them all.
And so you have your camera on pretty much all the time. You're walking around in the world. You can see out into the world. But you're taking that part of Pokemon and you're adding in elements of social media and checking in and things like that. What you can do is you can paint the world around you. You can just go to a place. You can point your phone at a wall anywhere. And you can just paint on that wall. And then if anyone else comes to that location, they can see your artwork that you've drawn on the wall. Anywhere you go by GPS, they can look at a wall and they can say, this is a wall and someone has tagged it. And if you put your finger on it, it'll tell you who owns that. You can like it like you're on Facebook or Twitter. So like if there's somebody who drew a neat picture or wrote something funny on a wall.
Guarantee you it'll be 99% racial slurs
and
swastikas.
Will it be full of hate and nonsense? Absolutely. But that's the world. And I think that you're encouraging people to get out in the world and if your artwork isn't claimed again within, 24 hours, then it disappears. So I guess if you make something that you're really proud of and you, like, pass it on your way to work, you can stop and claim it again so that it stays there, or somebody else can get rid of it and draw their own thing there.
The best part of this idea is that you will eventually get, like, this app's Banksy's. You know what I mean? Because
right.
You're essentially creating what could be like the YouTube of creativity, where, you know, people just put shit on YouTube because right. They think they're creative, but 95% of it is shit garbage and 5% rises to the top. You're going to get like weird Banksy style people who, you know, people are looking for their next work.
Yeah. And if you find someone's thing, and then you can like take a picture of it and post it on your social media account and like tag them and say, hey man, I saw your thing at the Mid Rivers Mall and it was really cool. Good job. And so then you're spreading the word about my app, Travis.
Man, this is amazing too. I don't know if it's just because I just watched Gem and the Holograms this weekend, which was totally about social media superstardom. But I could see this really blowing some people up. I like this idea. Gem and the Holograms, not a bad movie. Go ahead and watch that.
Gem and the Holograms? Isn't that a band?
Yeah, it's based on that old cartoon and toy line. People shit on it a lot. No, it didn't make any money, but I enjoyed it thoroughly for what it was. It was a nice Saturday afternoon watch, but that's besides the point. I like this idea.
You're going to get phone calls like this all the damn time. Hey, app people, can you tell the neighborhood kids to stop drawing dicks all over my house?
You don't have to download the app.
What if they do and they want to see what people are drawing on their house? What if it's all dicks?
It's all dicks.
So delete the app, and then you'll never see it. It's like a ghost. If you don't believe in ghosts, they're not there.
Yeah, but you got to get up at a certain time when the 24 hours expires, and you got to claim it, and you got to draw something great on your own house.
I think that if there's enough likes, though, like if it's shared enough or there's enough likes, it is like undeletable. Like you cannot get rid of it. So if that many, if the tons
That's
of.
That's not bad. Likes, That's not bad. Yeah.
I think if tons and tons of people like it, you should not be able to delete it no matter what it is.
So if there's someone who like has some influence, like if Chuck Norris downloads the app and Chuck Norris draws a picture at a place that's pretty public and then he puts it out on his Facebook account that I'm sure has millions upon. Why did I think of Chuck Norris of all fucking people?
You probably saw that weird meme popping around about Pokemon Go and how he solved it, beat it from a landline.
Actually, I watched a video last night of Chuck Norris fighting Bruce Lee. Maybe that it's in my head still.
Bruce Lee won, you know.
Yeah, and so he puts it out on social media, be like, "Hey guys, you got to go here and like my drawing so that it stays here forever." But it can't stay there forever because then there's no reason to then go back to places and make something new. Then it'll
maybe people want to show up there to see in person Chuck Norris's beautiful drawing. Asterisk, Chuck Norris is a paid sponsor of this app.
Hashtag Chuck Art. Hashtag Chuck Art.
Did you come up with is this called Paint the World? Is this that name of the app?
I mean, there might be better names, but that's the name that I'm throwing around right now.
Legal Graffiti.
We should
That's what it is. It's legal graffiti. You can be a graffiti artist without actually breaking any laws. You can go around and you can tag things that you know, and it'll just live in the phone.
You know who is one of my favorite taggers for St. Louis?
Ratfag.
Ratfag.
Yeah, you've told us about Ratfag before, and I've seen Ratfag out in the world. Like I've passed Ratfags before, and I was like, "Oh, Napier talked about Ratfag."
That sounds like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle villain.
Yeah, he just goes around Ratfagging it up.
Just writes Ratfag on things.
He just signs his name, which is Ratfag.
Yeah,
on every like burnt out building in St. Louis.
Yeah, he doesn't like make anything. Great, he really just writes his name. I guess you could do that. You could just go around and sign your name on things.
Well, I haven't seen all of his work. I don't know what else he draws, but
you're bringing the old tradition of people like carving their names in trees and picnic tables and putting like, you know, Sam plus Veronica,
but in a completely augmented reality world.
Yeah, and for the kids today, I think that'll.
Not actually destroying any property, unless you open the app and then you see the dicks on your house. Maybe you should just be nicer to your neighbors so that they don't want to draw dicks on your house. Maybe.
Well, and you could build it into the app. I mean, it would be considered censorship and people would be outraged, but you could build it into the app where it can recognize sexual images or bad words and it just wouldn't let you do it.
Travis, I'm not going to stifle people's creativity. If they want to draw dicks on stuff, let them. That's just the world we live in now. The world we live in has drawn dicks on things.
Okay, well, this is the opposite of if you like it so many times, it can't be deleted. If it gets so many downvotes, it just disappears.
That's not bad either. So it's kind of like a Reddit-type deal where people can just downvote you into obscurity to where you have to scroll down really far to even see their.
You know, we shouldn't be talking about this on the show. We should have been talking about this privately and finding somebody who can create apps.
Why wouldn't they just take it?
Because this is a great idea. Well, they wouldn't take it because
they're... I feel like that's the case with a lot of our ideas, Travis. It seems like we throw these ideas out there, and we shouldn't. We should be saving them. But then what are we going to talk about on the show?
How we made $1 million off these great ideas we had off the show.
I had a dream that I was performing cunnilingus on an African American woman. She was a bit overweight, and her legs were very hairy. I felt them scratching against my sides.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
It was not pleasant. And in the dream, she kept calling me Blake Shelton. And I don't know if she was calling me Blake Shelton as some kind of like racial slur, like, you know, because he's white and I am also white. I did have a African-American man tell me one time that I was a Bill Murray, which I don't know what that means. But he said, man, you're a Bill Murray. So I don't know if this is the same type of thing.
I love that it's Blake Shelton, because that, I, you know, that does seem like a slam.
But at no point in the dream did I look in a mirror to see if I actually was Blake Shelton in the dream, performing cunnilingus on an overweight African-American woman.
And you never had the conversation with her afterwards to say, hey,
I did. Yeah, I didn't hear my voice in my head with an accent.
Or it wasn't like, hey, are you just like really into Blake Shelton and you were imagining Blake Shelton giving you oral pleasure? Or
was just lapping away. When I woke up, I had a weird taste in my mouth too, which I couldn't understand how that happened. But she was like, oh yeah, lick that pussy, Blake Shelton. yeah, that. So I don't know if that's a racial slur yet, but I guess it could be.
Maybe your neighbors were role playing, and you could just hear them.
I think that we're due for another white person
calling us
racial slang.
You a Blake Shelton?
Yeah, fuck you! Look at that Blake Shelton looking motherfucker. I mean, I'd be fine with that, actually.
World Paint is the first app that makes virtual graffiti possible. It is simply a location-based drawing app. The user can also submit their artwork to the worldwide map for exhibit. I don't see any. Is there pictures of what it looks like?
It just shows the picture of the map showing like people that have tagged places.
Oh. Yeah, 100 people have downloaded this app. Okay.
Well, apparently it's already been done, but thankfully it's not popular.
Yeah, Travis, Napier's wife has found my app.
Nah.
Nah, ours is different.
Yeah, it's different. This is different.
It's totally different. It's just like Silicon Valley, you know, where they're trying to do that compression software. Pied Piper.
Yeah,
we're Pied Piper.
Do you think that everything has already been thought of?
Probably.
Yes.
Like in one form or another?
Everything is a variation of something else. They say that there are only 4 actual stories that exist, and everything is just like a take on the 4 stories that exist.
In the chat, that. Anchor says, I love it when someone beats Mike to an idea. Yeah, I don't think there is any ideas left.
I am surprised that he is not sad that he's not the one that found it.
No.
Shitting on all your ideas.
Yeah, Anchor. Yeah, I'm sure Anchor was probably Googling it, trying to find it.
Furiously. Like, he thought by the end of the show he would have found it, and Napier's wife just beat him to it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what everyone does when I bring something up. They all just find ways to destroy it.
Like that goddamn condiment gun that I really liked.
We should just rename the show Destroy Mike's Dreams. The show.
We should
just, every week I'll bring something up and then everybody can like tell me why it won't work.
We could call it Shark Tank.
Hold on, let me play the sound. Welcome to Shark Tank.
Mike just shitting his pants with all of his ideas that were already done.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Did you see any of the Republican National Convention?
Yeah, I did. I watched a little bit of it, little clips of it. I saw some of Donald Trump's speech, which reminded me of old school footage of right around the time of World War II. I saw his daughter speak, and it looked like she was just trying to sell makeup.
Did you see at the very end when he played, you can't always get what you want as his...
Why would you play that song?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Is there a more inappropriate song to play as like a as like something to inspire people to vote for you than I know you didn't want to vote for me, but I'm the best there is, I guess.
Can't always get what you want.
I mean, isn't that what that message is saying?
He's pretty insulting on the campaign trail, so I would just assume he thinks people want to be told to go fuck yourself.
You can't always get what you want, Travis, is the song that he picked to represent like the end of his... He gave a 75-minute speech that ended with "you can't always get what you want."
He was officially nominated the Republican candidate for president of the United States of America, and that's his song.
I mean, like, there's any song in the entire world that you could pick with, like, somewhat of a positive message. There's songs that have positive messages. That isn't necessarily a positive song, is it?
You know, if I was running for president and I finally got the nomination for whatever party I was running for, my closing song after my 75-minute speech would be "Come" by Prince.
I would play the D-Generation X entrance music.
I thought you, when you started talking, I thought you were going to say that the Degenerated song from Airheads. You remember that movie and that song that they made?
It doesn't ring a bell, no.
The Lone Rangers.
The Lone Rangers. Yeah, I don't know. I saw that and it just made me... And the Rolling Stones tweeted out that that they didn't authorize him to use that song.
Of course they did.
Which seems to always happen. I don't think anybody authorizes anybody to use anything.
Well, and there's always talk about copyright when these politicians are using... That's not how copyright works. Like, you can play anybody's song anywhere as long as you're not, like, charging them to enjoy that copyrighted material. You can come over to my house, I can play you that song.
Right.
That's not... You don't have to tweet out saying, "I don't endorse the fact that Travis played Mike Moore... this song by us at his backyard barbecue." It's fine. Napier, what would your campaign song be? Your final song before the actual campaign.
"Fuck Everything" by we had him on the show, or we were supposed to, that John Legault guy.
"Fuck Everything."
Yeah,
John Joy.
Yeah. No, we never had him on the show, Napier.
Oh, I thought you said we were going to get him, but he wanted to play down the comedy stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, we got a reply back that said, yeah, what did it say, Travis? It said something
about he would do it, but he didn't want to talk about anything funny.
Right, yeah. He said, "Yeah, I just released an album that isn't funny, so I only want to talk about not funny things."
Hey, you know all the things that you heard that I did a couple years ago that you really liked? Well, I'm not doing those anymore, but do you still want to talk about
other
things?
Yeah, I think the first song is about, like, finding a dead body in the woods and, like, being kind of attracted to the corpse. I think that's, like, what the first song is about.
So that's not a comedy album?
No.
He's not playing up the funny.
No, because I think he's not joking. Like, he really wanted to fuck that dead body.
Yeah. Is that like the sequel to that Phil Collins song where he saw that person drowning in the pool?
Yeah, Phil Collins saw the person drowning someone, and then that body, like, went down the river a bit and washed up on the shore, and John Lajoie found it and started jacking off to it.
I wonder what's going to happen next. Who's going to write the third song?
Napier is. It's going to be about how he saw a guy jacking off to a dead body. And he thought it was really fucked up.
Napier was in the park playing Pokemon Go, and he saw some weird guy that looked kind of familiar jerking off on a dead body.
"I was looking for a Squirtle by the river when I came upon a man. He had his dick out of his pants jerking with a dead body named Roseanne."
That's beautiful.
I think it'd probably be closer to like a Wade Boggs song.
I said, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
You said, I don't want to talk about comedy.
And then he ran away, and we never heard from him again.
This is a great song. Very true to life.
And then the chorus will just be like, it's not funny, like five or six times. It's not funny. It's not funny.
And in the background, all you hear is squishing sounds.
It's not funny. You were jerking off.
Squish, squish, squish.
It's not funny.
Squish, squish, squish.
It's not funny.
I think we had a major creative breakthrough right here. God.
Okay, now I want to play.
You want to play the coot or the butt?
Yeah, let's play that. Play that.
Clip. I only pulled that one. That one.
You didn't think we would actually get through it, did you?
No. I just have this one. This one coot or the butt. That's the only one I have. I just had a feeling Travis wouldn't like it.
Why? Why would you think that?
I could have fully embraced that bullshit. Then you would have been woefully unprepared.
Oh, God, I was playing Pokemon Go today.
It's Not Funny song have like a whistle solo like in Guns N' Roses' Patience?
Yes. But it has to be really awkward like that.
It's like a super happy like 60s Disney movie whistle.
See, now what would be really funny is if you came upon the dead body and like you just drew pictures on it and then left. Like in the game.
Oh, and then you tag it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. But you know what the problem's going to be though is there's going to be people out there straight up murdering dudes just to draw pictures on their dead bodies and tag it on the app.
I'm sorry, I was paying attention to chat, not you, Travis. I'm sorry. What did you
that's
say?
Right. Moving
just,
on.
Just say it again. No, just say I
forgot what I said.
So I was out playing Pokemon Go during my break, and I'm walking across this little intersection trying to catch my Pokemon. And this Spanish broad decides that she doesn't like where she's at, and she wants to back up. And instead of looking behind her where I was, she just started backing up and then looked behind her, saw my fat ass, and immediately slammed on the brakes. Started yelling at me because I'm on my phone playing Pokemon, and started calling me like a punta whatever.
She was a Spanish gal?
Yeah.
How did you know she wasn't Cuban?
Well, I don't. She was kind of darker and was screaming at me in Spanish. But fuck you. You decided to back up in the middle of a goddamn area with people walking by you. Why is it their fault?
How do you know she wasn't Puerto Rican?
I didn't ask. I just assumed.
She was just a brown woman?
That spoke Spanish.
And so you just assumed?
Yeah.
Not even that she was Mexican, that she was Spanish from Spain.
Yes.
I think in like in rural areas like Wyoming and stuff, you could play a version of Pokemon where like you tag when you see a black person.
Or all the Pokestops are meth cookhouses.
You just like, and then like the game is to interact with people of different ethnicities than you every day.
And buy crack and meth from the meth cookhouses.
Not all black people are crack dealers, Napier.
No, these are white people.
Oh.
White people do meth. It's not really a black thing.
Next game we play should be called, is it a white thing or a black thing?
Like what? Like a Starbucks coffee?
Yes, but not so obvious.
Okay, give me one. Give me an example. Me and Napier will play.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Just name something, Travis.
No. I was just riffing on the fact that Napier said that that's not a black thing. I don't want to really play that game.
Now, in a ranking system, do you think that is better or?
I gotta mute my man.
I immediately apologize, and I'm sorry.
Show's over, man.
Oh, thank Christ. Good job, guys. Napier, way to bring it tonight. Mike, always a pleasure.
Father's Day card. I'm sorry. I'm immediately sorry.
Kidding me?
So bad, dude. Can't do that. Oh, hey, let's add something to this. I hear the Red Show is looking for a fifth chair.
We should pitch that game to him, Travis.
With your host, Napier.
Oh, boy.
I apologize.
You're going to have to go home and say some novenas, I think.
Guys, we appreciate you showing up. This was going to be a double dick week, but it isn't going to be anymore.
I apologize again.
Maybe next week. Maybe.
You never know.
You never know. I mean, I know it's not going to be.
But you guys never know.
You
might
surprise. But you never know. Guys, I mean, Napier, do you have like anything else that you want to share, anything before we call it a day?
No,
that's it.
No,
I'm good. Say congratulations to Brie Larson for becoming the new Captain Marvel in Marvel's Cinematic Universe.
Excellent.
And a big birthday shout out yesterday to Woody Harrelson.
Guys, we'll be back next week at least once. We appreciate you showing up in chat. Good turnout in chat. The download people, thanks. Hey, we gotta figure out who's going to join the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Did Don't we have lose? To close up this one first?
Well, yeah, but Bad Flicks is gonna lose, Travis.
Well, yeah, I mean
we'll wait.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just make sure they lose, but they're going to lose.
I have an idea. I think you pitched us a show.
Did anybody pick Ghostbusters in the first round?
No. I think so. They got it in like the third round or late in the second round or something.
I'd hedge my bet with a third round.
Right.
But, I still recommend Stranger Things on Netflix, by the way.
Oh, God, I finished it today, Travis. It's so good.
I enjoy it very much, and I cannot wait till the sequel.
It's pop. So good, you guys. Watch that show. It's so good.
What's it about?
It's
can't explain it.
It's like kids, and there's like kid actors, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, kid actors suck. These kids are great.
Most right. suck.
And there's like the older sister who is like really interesting looking, and you're like, why did they cast this girl? And then by the end of episode 8, you're like, this girl is really attractive in a really weird, interesting way. Like, not classically, but I don't know. Yeah, it's all good. It's 80s. I forgot that pudding used to come in pop top cans. God, watch Stranger Things.
Great show. Great show. And, yeah, that's it.
Yay, it's over. That's my mama.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Listen live 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. Listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Twitter at symbol wfodshow. facebook.com/wfodix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com. Our voicemail is 636-487-HAND. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Ryan Kranz and Liquid Lozenge.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.
Jacking off to a dead woman. I was out hunting Pokemon. I said, what are you doing? You replied, it's not funny, but it is kind of funny. You jacking off to a dead woman. You're jacking off to a dead woman. You said it's not funny, but I disagree. It's kind of funny. You jacking off to a dead woman. Why did you do that while I hunted Pokemon? She's so bloated and cold and dead, and you jacked your dick. It's not funny.